I guess I have very strong feelings on that question. Engendering the past, if anything, is the opposite of a politically correct activity, in the sense that it, like all archaeological research, depends on inference from the material record, but to no greater extent than a lot of other questions that we ask about prehistory. And I think in the absence of conscious efforts to engender the past and to reconstruct gender roles and to test those reconstructions using archaeological data, we make presumptions about gender all the time, and these are unreflexive, uncritical judgments that are usually based on our own experience in our own societies, and therefore are ethnocentric and distant from the societies that we are studying. Engendering the past is a way of moving away from presumptions and baseless statements and towards a critical conscious awareness of gender roles in the past, and from looking at the past we can critique our own roles, our own situations.